Welcome to Inside Out, The Naked Truth, where we explore everyday issues to discover their core truth so that we may understand them, open our hearts, add a little more fun to our lives, and see it all from another perspective.
Tonight's show is coming to you live from Lupin Lodge in the Los Gatos Hills of California, where clothing is optional, but the truth is always naked.
I am Rochelle Alicia Strider.
And I am Errol Strider. While we're in that vein. And together we will explore these truths, and we hope they're truths or at least good pointers, through humor, conscious conversation, poetry, music, skits, and hopefully your comments.
Tonight's show is brought to you by Go Raw, 100% natural organic raw food that not only tastes good, but is good for you.
Yummy, Go Raw. Go Raw can be found in Whole Foods and in the organic section of Costco, among other places. Just go to goraw.com to find a store near you and find out more about Go Raw products.
And we just saw Go Raw at our local Trader Joe's. Their trail mix from Go Raw. So we know that was good, and that means we're expanding out, and soon we'll be in a store very close to you. If you have any questions tonight or want to have any comments, make sure you call us at 888-627-6008. That is
888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. Tonight's episode, where we last left the Striders last week, was they were on a journey, yes. And many things happen on this journey, but the main thing that we see that happens, no matter what, are a series of exchanges. That's right. Everything is exchanging all the time with everything else. Everything that occurs happens through an exchange. All life is just a bunch of never-ending exchanges. Exchanging this air you're breathing for that air, this water for that water, this saliva with that saliva, this car, this wife, this idea, this emotion for those emotions, all of it. And that's all that's basically going on. Governments come into being, as do corporations and most all institutions, to manage or at least attempt to manage, if not control, the exchange. Money exchange, stock exchange, chemical exchange, subatomic exchanges, sexual exchanges. And then there appears to be what is the opposite of exchange, which is the withhold, staying attached to something, not entering into the exchange, not actually exchanging, attempts to solidify, bind, and control, to stop the movement of the exchange. The challenge is to manage and facilitate the exchange in such a way that, as one of our great teacher, Yeshua, says, we arrive at justice. Optimal exchange leads to new life, new formations, ever-increasing complexity, which seems to be evolution's game, or at least one of them, which in turn leads to a richer, more variegated stew of life, which constitutes existence in our universe. So tonight's show is about looking at, and more importantly, having the exchange.
When I was, when we were deciding to do this show about the exchange, I realized that I had a difficult time. Though you know, it's everywhere, it's always happening, but how to frame it for myself. And then I realized that from the moment we take that first breath outside the womb, we give forth the exchange. I mean, like the universe itself, we respirate. We breathe in, we breathe out to sustain life itself. So we pattern everything on this exchange. Someone talks, we listen. We talk, they listen. We stroke the cat, she purrs. Everything nurtured gives forth satisfaction. Everything wounded gives forth pain. We're hit, we react. We give and receive. Everything is born from the most fundamental exchange. Likewise, when things go awry, the exchange is out of balance. Every relationship that flounders like a fish out of water does so because the exchange has become so lopsided it can no longer sustain itself. If I give and receive nothing in return, if I continually breathe out and forget to breathe in, if I spend more than I make, if I eat more than I burn, if I burn more than I eat, the exchange is about balance and harmony. Paying attention to the exchange allows us to make the exchange. And that's what I started to understand, is that it goes awry when we don't have the exchange itself. The very nature of the exchange creates the balance and the harmony. So when things go awry, as they seem to all the time, like if we constantly take from the planet, we take all the resources and give nothing back. Like I think of denuding a forest of trees, which are so absolutely perfect in terms of the way they make the exchange for us on this planet. Trees. And when you get rid of that, you're taking the exchanger. You're taking one of our wonderful exchangers and you're getting rid of it. So what will take its place? What will make that exchange to keep the air clean, to keep our rivers and pure, to keep our soil refreshed? I mean, these are things we forget about when we start complaining about, oh, everything's going, you know, messy and everything is getting out of whack. It is out of whack. So how do we come back and make a real exchange? I think of the word
whack it back.
Whack it back.
Yeah, whack it back. Oh, that's
I like
our
that.
New expression.
Whack it back.
It's out of whack. It is. Whack it back.
I want to put that on a pin, on a button. Whack it back.
Whack it back. It needs a good whacking back.
I mean, what, you know, you said before we started the program, we were talking about the exchange, and you said, what gets in the way of the exchange? What gets in the way of it? If it's so normal and natural to us, what gets in the way of it? Because obviously, if we didn't get in the way of it, it would just continue to be wonderfully exchanged.
Well, many things. Ignorance, distrust, danger, disease, deception, deceit. I think all these D words. I love the D words.
What about the F words, like
defensiveness?
Fear?
Oh, that F word. Well, that's the next letter, you see. After all the D words, then you have D, F. Well, it skips a letter.
So there's the D words, and then there's the exchange, we'll start with E. Then
right.
We go to fear.
Okay.
That means nothing. It's absolutely ridiculous, actually. It really is. But I thought about, once again, you know, paying attention. It's such an important component in the way we live our lives harmoniously, to pay attention to when we're out of harmony, when the exchange is not happening, and make a choice to go back to back out of whack, go back.
Well, let me ask you all a question in the form of a poem, which kind of cuts to the exchange, I think. And it's called, What About You? What about you? Will you participate with me in the quest beyond the known? Will you walk by my side as I ascend the mountains of trust? Will you accompany me through a vision beyond sight? Will you bear with me as I transcend the limits of self? Will you walk along with me and leave behind your weighty past? Will you hear my point of view, though it clashes with your own? Will you discern those subtle roads that lead you back to the city and set off with me on ultimate trails that end in a cosmical clearing? Will you let go of the easier way with dependable sights and sounds? And abandon yourself to the sterling unseen and the bountiful mystery of light. Will we arrive together on a crest overlooking time, having transcended the tasty finite and the surging appeal of matter? Will you run along with me, keeping your eye on the goal before us, trusting that you will not fall down or have placed your hopes in a fiction? Will you join and harmonize me by falling in unified step? Will you blaze the trail of faith as we follow the infinite way? What about so there you have it.
Yeah, there you have it. I don't know what we have.
Well,
what do we have? Okay, what about you?
Let me tell you exactly what we have. We have an opportunity. We are broadcasting live from Lubin Lodge.
Where the phone is ringing off the hook here.
The phone is ringing. But it's an important call, no doubt, because they're persistent. And our program, Insight Out, The Naked Truth, is brought to you by Go Raw. And we're very grateful for those folks who are sponsoring us. And tonight we're exploring the nature of the exchange. And we'd love to hear from you. That would give us so much joy and opportunity to actually be in the exchange. So if you could call us at 888-627-6008, it would be phenomenal. And tell us, maybe you've had some interesting exchanges. One of the things I did this last week was I asked people if they had some profound exchanges or surprising exchanges or just, you know, especially whimsical or whatever, just exchanges that were unique and special. Can you think of one? I've got many.
Well, I okay, not the categories that you just mentioned, but there was an exchange about the withholding of an exchange.
Oh.
That happened this week, which someone felt bad because they didn't get what they wanted from me. You know, though they never let me know what they wanted. So they had an expectation of how I should be to complete an exchange. But since they didn't let me know about it, I wasn't able to do that. And they were disappointed. They had an expectation. I didn't fulfill it. They were disappointed. And I could feel that they resented me as a result of it. And so think of that in terms of an exchange. I mean, that's an exchange that truly goes awry when we don't express our feelings. You know, like, I think what happens is we really do have this erroneous idea that people should know how to behave with us in order to have that exchange, that we should know. But the nature of telling, the nature of expressing our needs is an exquisite means to have an exchange, by saying, like, I need this from you, or I need this because I don't understand what's happening, or whatever, you know. And if we don't express that in a way that doesn't push someone away, when it's just our needs, when we express our needs rather than accuse somebody of not meeting them,
right?
We're more likely to have that exchange happen. We'll immediately go into the exchange.
So it would behoove us to work on...
I love behoove.
You do?
Yeah, it's a great word, behoove. It will behoove us. I think it's wonderful. It's been listening to Masterpiece Theater too much.
Not enough,
that's
not
right.
Not enough. But as I was about to say, it would behoove us to allow ourselves to practice the exchange, to see where we're good at it. Because what I get about the exchange is the more fluid, the clearer it is, the more liquidy. Like, think about the exchange, that one of the most daring and fundamental exchanges that's going on right at this second. Every breath, it's exchanging through the bloodstream. It's exchanging oxygen, and all this waste is pouring out. So fundamentally, the exchange has to do with releasing that which is no longer useful, the waste, and bringing in the freshness of the oxygen and releasing the waste. And every single breath we take, that's what happens. Thank God, that is so grateful for that.
Yes, and sometimes people don't even realize it till they stop doing it.
And they may not realize it then, but you know who does realize it as she's moving through life, and that's Joan Baez.
Oh.
She's
a good exchanger.
Things not everybody can see, and once in a while they pass a secret along to you and me. And I believe in miracles, something sacred burning in every bush and tree, and we can all learn to sing the songs the angels sing. Across the wilderness, never seen a line in the sand or a diamond in the dust. And as our fate unfurls, every day that passes, I'm sure about a little bit less. Even my money keeps telling me it's God I need to trust. Thank you. hard every day on Earth's another chance to get it right. Let this little light of mine shine and rage against the night. Just another lesson. Maybe someone's watching and wondering what I got. Maybe this is why I'm here on Earth.
Joan Baez, God is God.
God is God. That's what she. God is God, or God is good.
Well, that too. But the name of the song is God is, God is God.
God is God.
Exchanging.
It's so interesting because I think that is probably one of the most lopsided exchanges of the non-exchanges. That's an exchange that is sometimes not.
How can you not exchange? Are we talking about God with God?
Exchanging
with God?
Yeah, exchanging with God. Because it's like, if no matter what you call God, or that's a higher power, or that which is beyond my understanding, the mystery, or non-whatever, that which I cannot understand, to enter into an exchange with the unseen, the undefined, which I think of as God, which I think of as love, which is one and the same to me, I think that's the most difficult exchange of all for most people. Because the minute they start defining that which is indefinable or undefinable, then the exchange is totally controlled. It's a controlled exchange with something that is not controlled.
Controllable?
Controllable. So it's not harmonious. It's not balanced. It's lopsided. I mean, they use that image when I was thinking about the exchanges, the fish, you know, out of water. You ever watch a poor fish who's taken out of the water and just dropped onto a boat?
I haven't watched them, but I've heard them complain.
No, but I mean, there's this gasping quality and this flopping around, and it's because it's not getting what it needs from the water. You know, when it's in the water, it's getting what it needs to sustain it. And then that's taken away. That which is makes it sustainable is no longer there. And I think that, to me, that mystery, that sense of wonder, awe of the unknown, when it's taken away, we flop around.
See, what I think is that the exchange, anytime we have an exchange where there actually is something being transferred from here to there, something going out that's no longer here is now over there, or still here, I take it back, is still here. I remember that passage in the Urantia book that has always engaged and impacted me, and I've tried to deepen into it over the years, where it says, you can have the mind which was in Christ Jesus, that's the language they use, or Yeshua, or the universal spirit, you can have that mind by the same technique by which you accept another person's idea as your own. By the same technique by which you accept another person's idea as your own.
And what's that technique?
Well, I've stopped and looked at that. And matter of fact, it begins with stopping. I think the first thing that has to happen is I have to suspend my point of view, my position, what I was thinking or talking about, the place from which I'm coming, my opinions, etc. I have to arrest that. I have to stop that. I have to bring it to a halt and actually take what you have to say in. Now, let's say it's contradictory to what I'm thinking. It's the opposite of what I'm thinking. That makes it more juicy and interesting to explore. Well, that's really a challenge, especially if I'm attached to my beliefs or I take them seriously or if I feel somewhat righteously justified in having those beliefs for whatever reason or whatever authority I have chosen to adopt as my supreme arbiter of what's right and appropriate. So I stop and I take your idea in, but I don't just take it in. I actually like try it on, like trying on a garment. I attempt to put myself in the position of having that point of view. And that's the third step. And that's a big stretch, especially if I've been addicted or confined to my point of view for so long. And this is a big transformation that's going on here, but no less, I believe, is required if you're going to have the mind of Christ. It's a big price you pay. And then we finally get to the fourth step, and that is where, as he says in there, where I accept another's point of view as my own, where I have actually taken in your point of view or this other point of view, and now I have that point of view. And it may not have negated the point of view I had to begin with, but I've just added it to the points of view that are now available to me and can operate therefrom.
I hear what you're saying, and I love what you're saying because it's very beautiful, and I totally understand it and can take it in as if it were my own. But on the most fundamental level, okay. I think this is true. You know, that there aren't that many people who have ideas. You know, ideas. You have ideas about something.
Well, come on, let's.
But wait. Oh, let me finish.
Okay, all right, I want to take your idea in.
But to have ideas that stretch your thoughts, that stretch your thinking, that have ideas that really stretch your thinking. So when somebody says something, anything, like, you know, like, oh my God, it's raining. You know, it's obvious it's raining. You look outside, it's raining. But that's a thought that this person is having about what's the weather.
Okay.
They've made it a thought. You agree with that thought. There's an exchange. It's very simple. But when somebody says, do you know that when you allow another person's thought to enter into your being and you become that much more as a result of it, and that thought you're asking the other person to take in, who was not going to go too much beyond the weather, I think that what happens then is, like, it behooves us to receive the person we want to exchange with in terms of where they are. And then it's not just a thought that we make our own, but they themselves, we enter into their world. We enter into what makes them think, what makes them tick, what makes them feel. And we exchange in that place. So like a child, you do that with children, you know, and children are always aware of those people who do that with them. You know, like say, you know, when you're with a child, you want to get down to their level, like you want to sit on the floor with them, or you bend down so that you can see eye to eye. And it's such a graphic example of how we create an exchange with a child or someone littler than us or someone younger than us, is we enter into that space with them to have that exchange.
Well, what you've reinforced is how you're not dependent upon the other person, because, like you said, you can stretch yourself to see where they're coming from, especially if they're not able to join with me,
mm-hmm.
or join with you. And so it really is kind of like getting to the essence of this whole idea of from me to you and you to me.
Strength to stay to fight.
those people who surround you only want to see you weak enough to crawl. Their life you decide for you and buy up all your rights and all your wrongs. And they're trying to stop your singing in the middle of your song. For they do not want you free and they will not make you strong, but only drag you down in the hole they're coming from. They say you are foolish in wanting the sun. Say you are selfish in learning to run. Tell you that the darkness is a blessing in disguise, for you never have to notice if you're sighted or you're blind. And they'll do their best to keep you from the light. You're more than beginning, you're learning to fly. You feel like you're falling, but it passes in time. I hate to see a friend go down in flames without a song. So I'm waiting by the doorway, but I will not linger long. And I'm leaving my night, I'm leaving alone. I'm leaving a lie. When you wake and I'll be gone. I would not beg for me as I could not beg for you, but I'd like to be the one to see you through.
Who was that?
Genesian.
Oh, that was so pretty. What'd you call it?
She called it From Me to You.
From Me to You. Yeah. Oh, that's sweet. That's an exchange, From Me to You. Ho, ho, ho. You know, you used two words. In the long time that I've been with you, you used two words.
We're working on our third. It took me a while to really get accomplished in those two words, but with Rochelle's help, I've succeeded.
Yeah, because we were exploring polarity a lot and bad and good and things like that, and Errol came up with these two words, generative and degenerative, and I thought, well, that is exchange. You know, there's generative exchange and there's degenerative exchange, and I think generative exchange expands both parties. And degenerative exchange, though no less an exchange, diminishes the parties, diminishes, takes away from. And you know, one could say, well, nothing can take away from you. But if you're unconscious about growing, yes, it's very possible to have things taken away from you and make you less and make you. There are so many wounded people who've been made to feel that they are less than the glorious beings that they were born into this world to be, for so many reasons. You know, the ignorance of the people who raised them, one is one, and a lot of other things. But nevertheless, they're caught up in degenerative exchanges all the time. And I had a loving family, and I grew up in a loving environment, and yet there were many degenerative exchanges with my mother and I that kind of like something was taken away from me that I had to get back, that I had to find away from her to get back to, so that I could expand and become more the me that I was meant to be.
So even if it's a blocked exchange, if you can use it to your advantage and to the other's advantage, if you accept it and receive it, and then allow it to cause you to expand your understanding, your frame of reference, the level at which you're willing to embrace your life experience.
Well, that's a generative exchange.
So you can So that's the beauty, that you can always transform it. And I think that's the richness and the beauty of what I think of as faith or having a spiritual journey, is that you recognize that through your will, you have the capacity to engage any circumstance and transform it and exchange it in for something more expansive, freer, and closer to love.
Yeah, and they never give you your money back when you exchange that. They always give you good credit.
They do give you good credit. Speaking of good credit, I have a piece that I'd like to share, a poem I wrote that I had put to music. And it took place many, many years ago in the early 70s, and I was living in San Francisco, and I had gone down to this deli. For those of you who are familiar with San Francisco, it's on the corner of Polk and Bush. It was there at the time. There's a church there now. Who knows? Maybe what happened to me set the stage for that. But this piece is called Impressions at a Deli. And there I am sitting in the corner observing all these exchanges that are going on and wanting to go on at different levels, from the most mundane to what I was able to see was the most enlightened. And it's a metaphorical journey using the imagery that you would find in a delicatessen as it juxtaposes against the more transcendent perspective that I was privileged to witness in that moment. So here you are, Impressions at a Deli. How much for one of those? And those? A nudge. 55 cents? What is it? Raincoat, gray scarf. She is old on her way home. A little treat on the way. An emerald. White cake with mocha frosting. Oh, I'll take that. What else, please? Two sit in one corner, earnest over tea. Coffee? Earnest bundles, people grouped, sipping one another. Each sends a lilted statement. It hovers, and then, as a feather, sifts into receptive sipper. Tight bundles that coil come undone, who share points of common ground. Synapse breaking up, recoupling with new reciprocal thoughts. Red sweater, pink skirt, ruby, corned beef on rye, and long white pants standing at cash register. 18 tables, 7 people, and laughter from one end. Lips eye cabbage borscht soup and dilate. Then the pairing starts some more. Wonderful exchanges. A new thought for me. Thank you. What's in that one? Whipped cream and chocolate. Sensation. A diamond walked in on crutches. Refined four legs. Laughing. In and out together as ideas recirculate throughout the room. Each is affected by a new entry. The world changes. So many tastes. Wonderful little children inside each person playing. Each like an atom's nucleus, condensed, waiting to explode with goodness. And the gentle sounds of searching together, in, out, then stranded momentarily, waiting to come home again, to couple. Another mate, and the dance continues. A new person, synapse, an added dimension, and systems spiral onward. Matzo ball soup, please, and a Coke. A Coke, 93 cents, please, and 7 cents change. Fur coat,
A white nubra waits near entryway for mate sent for two coffees. And they couple across brisket-stained wood with mayonnaise. Slim and green, tall, regal. An emerald who reads Kurt Vonnegut and liverwurst. Ooh, but so cool. She did not couple, but what a cute behind. Chopped liver with split pea and jeans. Jeans, jeans everywhere for those who know no costumes. And hot, steamy coffee rises as couples congregate. Beautiful coupling goes on. Full systems. One and one are two, and their children, two squared. The long counter of decisions. This, or that, what are those? My tastes change tonight after fog lifts. Step up, receive, pass out of line. In one corner, multiple figures and a dark shading of business creeping into the otherwise social surroundings. One man coffees over figures. New people, coat and boots, add one, nope, two. Oh, how infinite. A smile surrounds, expression sincere and a warm Friday beard. A Napoleon. Maraschino people to go, please. One black collar nudges 40 gray hairs. But he is alone with seedless rye, looking over shoulder for news served on trays with ketchup. Two bagels and a knapsack, please. And red lights bump onward as diamond people continue to glisten. And now an aerial shot. Little two-legged gems and their first exploration of the universe. Their universe, their home with mostly unseen rooms. But awareness expands, though slowly. People gems finding their minds. Their beings tied to earth by gnawing cravings of matzo ball stomachs and bell-bottom sex, all searching to find out about the me within. Hot corned beef, extra lean, kosher salami, attempted interest in a life explanation unasked for with dill pickle on the side. Two more, very distinct. Sweater, leather jacket. And the flow continues as fingers point. That one, please. No. That one. Many fingers pointing, many places. That one, this one, that one. Voices point every which way to their preferences. And then all hands back in pockets. And here comes a known. Jerome, as left pretty girl fingers her hair amethyst. Thank you, pretty girl. Thank you for being as pretty as everyone else, but special. Fingers in hair, yours, mine, together. And the worker servers exclaim like a chorus, order, please. What'll you have? Please, order, you have so much to couple with. And two women sit not far off, one young, one not so, serving one another. I catch a glimpse of real worth. They explore, stirring up old blockages, which evaporate as coffee grows cold. Refill. Refill. Refill me, please. Serve me hot and steamy, steamy hot joy diamonds. So much concentrated, and electrons escape from one person to another. They run around each other's circuits back and forth, and the coupling goes on. Oh, joy! Hair lifted to outside of coat where it belongs, swept back hair that wants only fingers running through it. Jerome scrutinizes, opens wallet slowly, and hot tea is sitting next to me. First movement is drawing to a close as my own coupling approaches. A big tray with a little cup of tea. Big frame for a morsel. All now in one last electronic recoupling. Interchange people being beautiful. Disband, shuffle, together, part, bump, turn. Heads connect, word here, word there. Disband, synapse, coil, glisten, treasures, all gems, sensations of colliding. 18 tables sharing, bumping people, emeralds, interchange orbits, spinning, and then resolution. Jerome says to me, finding truth is a sport. And so it is, as 18 treasure chests nod in agreement. The system works beautifully, don't you think? Well, the system
is the exchange.
Yeah.
It's interesting when you were, I realized this, that you sat in this deli and saw all of this. So much so impacted you enough to write about it and to share what you wrote with others. And then I thought, well, is this, how many times do we go into the deli totally submerged in our desire to get something right as soon as possible and walk out with it or eat it and quickly and not see any of what you saw? And then I thought, well, is it a gem if you don't see it? I mean, so the potential for it to be a gem, the potential for it to be a poem, the potential for it to be delightful, whimsical, enjoyable, is in every moment, in every place that we go. But if we don't make that choice to see it, and so that's the exchange is on that level, then we don't get the exchange on that level. Yes, we get the exchange because there's always the exchange. But it's like, what kind of exchange? And I think that gets into a broader awareness of the exchange. It's like the exchange is going on all the time, but what kind of exchange do I want? And do I want just an exchange of words? Do I want an exchange of energy, breath? Or do I want an exchange that is gem-like, that is uplifting, that fills my soul with awe, that makes me want more and more and more of the exchange?
Well, what I hear is you talking about how we get in the way of ourselves and get in the way of the exchange. Maybe you could share this piece about that.
I'm in the way today, again, like a weed crowding outgrowth, mine. In the way most of the day, but alone, sometimes I let it in. When I'm out of the way, I feel the bulk of softness. Surrender's strength comes close, never crowds. But again, I'm way in instead of being around, in front of rather than a part of, in the way. If only I could be in the way.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger while traveling world of woe. Yet there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my father.
Wayfaring Stranger by Emmylou Lou Harris. And you're listening to Inside Out. We're sponsored by Go Raw. This is The Naked Truth. Each week we try and find something that's really essential to our life experience and how to improve on it. Next week we're going to have a surprise experience for you. And what we're hoping is that you will send us an email, estrider@gmail.com, and let us know if there's some kind of fundamental issue that challenges you that you'd like to have us address.
Or just let us know that you're listening, and we'll let you know what's going to happen next week.
Right. And you can always go to our site here at BBS Radio, and it as a place for upcoming shows, and we'll post it in very soon, next day or two.
I'm interested in the thing that we talked about just before you start to play Emmylou Harris, which is the level or the expansiveness of the exchange. I think I like that best. The expansiveness of the exchange. Like you can have, if you think about lots of little spirals, you know, like or like a throwing a stone in the water and there's a circle and a bigger circle and a bigger circle and a bigger circle. So like a bigger circle of exchange rather than just a tiny little exchange. Like if I touch you, we have an exchange. If we speak to each other, we have an exchange. If we, you know, we just stand next to each other, there's an energetic exchange. But I'm interested in that exchange, at least at this point in my life, that exchange with another human being that expands my consciousness and then allows me to bring a larger amount of exchange to someone else.
I think that's the key. I think you've really stated it. And that is, every time we have an exchange and we allow that osmosis, that mutuality, that sharing, that impartation of something from you to me, I get bigger. And then the next exchange, I have more to bring to it. So, and with each exchange, it becomes exponentially more expansive. And that's the sense that I think we become as God. We become more and more inclusive, and we become larger and larger. And so hope you're getting larger. Hope you'll communicate to us. We've got about 1 minute, I'm told. Check in with us. Go to our website, www.thelaughingheart.org, thelaughingheart.org, and we've got several videos on there. You can listen to some of our older radio shows, and we'll be back.
And get yourself some raw, go raw products, and enjoy the deliciousness of food that has not been cooked at a temperature that removes all its nutrients.
And get out there this week and have some really fabulous exchanges. And we'll be with you again next week. Good night.
Remember,
resistance is what you add to pain
to make it last longer and hurt more.